An agreement has been signed to transfer a vacant North Bay property on Brooks Street from the District of Nipissing Social Services Administration Board's Nipissing District Housing Corporation to Ontario Aboriginal Housing Services, OAS, for the planned construction and administration of 60 affordable housing units. In discussions during DNSSAB's board meeting on Wednesday, it was revealed all of the 60 units on the site will be affordable. 40 units will be available at 80% of average market rent and the other 20 units will be offered at geared to income rent levels. OAHS will develop an L-shaped affordable apartment building, primarily one bedroom with some two-bedroom units and a common room for residents' use. The units will be rented to the local Indigenous population first and extended to others if there are vacancies, but definitely focused on Indigenous folks first, according to Donna Mayer, DNSSAB's manager of project development. Consultations were held with the Housing Division of Native People of Nipissing. The land transfer agreement between the two organizations ensures the property will be developed, operated, and maintained by OAHS for affordable rental housing for 20 years. The agreement also stipulates the property cannot be sold or redeveloped for anything other than affordable rental housing, within the 20-year period. We worked on these options for 5 years and it's finally coming to completion and it's really great news for the neighborhood. It's great news for the city. It's great news for the district, said Board Chair Mark King. We have committed to increasing affordable housing in the district and this agreement with OAHS, in addition to the proceeds from the sale of the Indigenous Hub, goes a long way in meeting that commitment. The agreement gives OAHS until October 2024 to begin construction with an option to extend to October 2025, the DNSSAB board heard. With an 18 to 24-month timeline, if construction begins by summer or fall 2024, that equals a possible completion date of early spring 2026. OAS is pleased to be working in partnership with NDHC to bring safe, affordable housing to the urban Indigenous community in North Bay, says Kathy Connor, Director of Housing Development. We would like to thank their team for their hard work and continued support and we look forward to breaking ground in 2024. See related. New housing is the goal as DNSSAB seeks to leverage real estate sale and reserves and DNSSAB. $3.5 million from land sale will go toward affordable housing. In September 2018, at the DNSSAB's request, NDHC acquired the former Dr. McDougall Public School property located at 1040 Brooks Street in order to accommodate the Indigenous Early on Child and Family Center as well as a licensed childcare center. The former school, with its large play area and parking lot, was deemed large enough to be severed to create a site suitable for affordable housing development. In January, the Nipissing District Housing Corporation, NDHC, announced the sale of the portion in use at the former Dr. McDougall property for $3.5 million. The neighboring severed property has been sold as part of this newest agreement for $2. The proceeds from the sale of the former school and surrounding land will go toward a separate affordable housing development in Nipissing District, according to DNSSAB. The operations of the North Bay Indigenous Hub, located in the former school building, will continue under the current 15-year lease agreement. The North Bay Indigenous Hub provides early years and childcare services as well as Indigenous primary healthcare services. We are very pleased with this partnership with OAHS, says NDHC Chair, Chris Main. This development provides much-needed affordable housing and the Indigenous Hub next door is advantageous to future residents, providing Indigenous health and childcare services. C. Growth update pivots to discussion on local affordable housing shortage. The rezoning of the Brooks Street property was approved by North Bay City Council in 2022. The City of North Bay then created two separate properties, one for the Indigenous Hub and a vacant site suitable for additional and future affordable housing development. Following a stalled housing project at that site, NDHC shifted gears, deciding to sell. OAHS has considerable land holdings as is governed by three of the largest off-reserve Indigenous organizations in Ontario. Founded in 1994, it provides safe and affordable housing to urban and rural First Nation, Inuit, and Métis people in Ontario. Its vision is to lead the design, development, and delivery of a sustainable and culturally appropriate continuum of housing. OAHS is governed by representatives from the Ontario Federation of Indigenous Friendship Centres, Ontario Native Women's Association, and the Métis Nation of Ontario. See also, NDHC, new owner of 65 affordable units for seniors in North Bay. DNSSAB is categorizing the real estate maneuvering as a win for all. The actual purchase cost was almost $277,000 for the school property. The renovation costs for the Indigenous hub in the school were significant, more than $5 million, but much of the work was subsidized by the province. DNSSAB sold the property for $3.55 million, less realtor fees and legal costs, and the organization netted $3.4 million from the transaction. Although the severed parcel of land was sold for just $2, it creates 60 new units and the $21.90 complex will be financed and run through OAHS with nearly $2 million in proceeds from the deal still in DNSSAB's coffers for its own affordable housing development. As of this spring, the estimated waiting list for subsidized housing in Nipissing District had surpassed 900 people, with wait times of between 1 to 15 years, depending on the client's housing needs and desired location, with priority given to those seeking refuge from domestic violence.